The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education, information, and equity analysis. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I have Aruna Kebira here with me. He's already in the house. The two of us, I tell you, we are more than equal to the task. You are going to be enjoying every bit of the segment today. Do me a favor, call a friend, call a family member, somebody you've been encouraging to invest in stocks, right? So tell them to get hooked onto this program right away. Right, please now join me in welcoming Aruna Kebira. Aruna Kebira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Aruna, you're welcome. All right, we go straight to business. We are going to be reviewing the month of May. For the month of May against the month of April, there was a growth in the All Share Index of 6.75%, right? And then market capitalization, 6.75%. But for last week, there was a decline of 2.18% in the All Share Index of the NGX and market capitalization. But if we now stretch it to between 31st of December 2021 against the last trading session of last week, Friday, we have 23.86% as growth in the All Share Index of the NGX and 27.93% in the market capitalization. We come to volume. For last month, April, against May, there was a growth of 197.64% in volume. In deals, a growth of 23.61%. Aruna, just looking at this table, despite the high level of profit taking, where would you say the market got the strength, despite the profit taking?
No, let me start from what normally happens in January. You know, there is this new year feeling that the market is going to go somewhere and people will be taking position against March. And also remember that when this result has been released after March, supposed to be April. And most of these results, most of them have their qualification date and payment date in the month of May. So, and you know that especially this market that where we are, the result could be good. There could be a rush initially. There will be a relaxation as per the demand for that stock. But when the qualification date is about a week, then you see people coming in to take position to be part of the dividend. And you know, in the month of May, we saw gains in stocks like this stock with 1 trillion capitalization. We saw in Airtel Africa, we saw in Seplat, we saw in Dangote Cement and MTN. I think that is what we are seeing in the month of May. But if you talk about, I used to hear people talk about profit taking. There is profit taking on a daily basis. The only thing I now depend on where the strength is it the buy side or the sell side? If the sell side is able to weigh down the buy side, then there could be a drop. But because if you say there's profit taking, what normally make a stock to go up, there must be an exchange of 100,000 on the buy side and 100,000 on the sell side. The person that is selling on the sell side is taking a profit. But because the volume is more on the buy side, that is why there will be an increase at the end of the day.
Anna, let me put this question to you. The volume of 1,461% growth that we saw, because we could see 36.158 billion, particularly for the last week, where did it come from?
I think it most of them was from big ticket transaction on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange. We saw most crossings. Some of them happened in Transcorp. Some of them happened in First Bank.
Now, the transaction between Titan Bank and the Union Bank was concluded last week.
Yes.
Was it?
It was part of this 1,461.5 that we are also seeing.
Okay. Now, that is just what we could see in the month of May. Now, we are in June. May has passed. Being the last month that will precede another earnings season, from what you have told us now, the earnings season that ought to be for March, because when you talk about earnings, for those who are just coming to the market, a typical quoted company is expected to release its result
quarterly,
every 3 months. For majority of them, because it is not all the companies that have their year end as December. There are some that have their year end as March.
Some
have their year end April. So, but majority, particularly the banks and insurance companies, they do have their year end as December. So their first quarter will be March. Then the second quarter would be June. So now, for those whose year end was December or is December, okay, and their fourth quarter result will be March. By rule, we saw their results in the market between April and May, which largely was the support
of
that we saw in April and
May.
So now, June is another significant period. Why? By the last day of the month of June, which will be 30th of June, we will have seen the end, we will have come to this end of the second quarter. What that significantly suggests is every company that have their year end as December, their second quarter earnings should be getting to their accounts department, and by the middle of the month of July, we should have started seeing the management account, because for first quarter, except in rare occasions, what result that we get for the first quarter and the second quarter, as a matter of fact, third quarter, are often the management account. So, Aruna, seeing June being that what I have just explained, what are the possibilities you are seeing? Noting the fact that the month actually started on a low point.
I think it might still continue to be like this. Why? We will not begin to see the quarter two result in the market until the middle of July, which is still like 4 or 5 weeks from now. And the signing investors, we want stocks to come down as low as they can be. They would have actually sat down and identified the stock they want to take positions in, but they will wait and allow the market to bring them down as low as they can. That means that they will not be bullish. They will wait as much as the market can bring it down before they begin to take position. But we might see a likely action maybe the last week of June. But between now and that, the market will still begin to have this mixed trading, gain today, lose tomorrow. But by the third week of June, that it will almost be certain. And you know, there could be news filtering into the market that these people are able to replicate what they did in quarter one. Then there will not be that bullish move to take position in some of the equities. Then the market will begin to look up.
Now, Aruna, please tell us. Seeing the possibility now, seeing the kind of movement that we have seen since 2018, when the market lost, gained marginally, and then it has been a low period in the month of June 2019 2020-2021. And the Bible says from the mouth of one or two witnesses,
the truth is established.
So if you begin to draw the trend line, it will favor that the market, even if it is going to gain in the month of June, it will be insignificant. You cannot compare it with May. You cannot compare it with April. Seeing this kind of possibilities, how do I strategically position myself in the market?
Now,
do I sell now, hold my money, and then return to the market at the beginning of July? Or do I just continue to watch without probably making any tangible investment?
If as at this time you have not sold, it's late. Because when Presco was 200, you didn't sell it. When Nigeria Brew was 77 naira, you didn't sell it. When Flour Mill was doing 41 naira, you didn't sell it. When Airtel was 1,767, you didn't sell it. If you have not sold and you know that you are not yet in the money, hold your position. But if you have cash that you want to, look at the stocks that you want to take position in. Guinness got to 110. It's now about 87.20 or so. But there's every possibility that it can relax further. We know what happened to Guinea. We saw the 730% gain. Put your eye on it. They are about to release their quarter four. And there's every possibility of paying a better dividend because they have gotten a better growth. That is on one side. Okomu get to 215. I think
Guinea is actually 19.50 kobo.
I think it's Okomu 193.50. There's every possibility that it can drop lower than that. And let me tell you, when the stock has tested the high, like that Presco getting to 200, there's every possibility that it can still test the height of 200. There's every possibility that Guinness can still take the height of 110. Nigeria Breweries 77 naira was dropped as low as 57.70 last week, but they built it back over 60 naira. It's telling you that if it can drop to that 57.70, there's every possibility that along the line before the end of June, it can get to 57.70. And I believe at 57.70, for a stock that dropped from 57 naira to 57.70, it's a good buy. A stock at 110 that it dropped as low as 18 naira. Because even the Guinness came down lower than the 1950 that we are seeing it. It's a good buy. Flour Mill has traded 41 naira. I think it's about 35.35, if I'm not mistaken. It's a good buy.
So those are 15.
So those are the stock that you sit down and ask yourself, find a tangible price in the middle. If this stock, if it dropped by 40%, it's a candidate for my portfolio. Why? Because this is the result. It has performed so much, but because of the performance in quarter one, the market has priced it to this level. But let me allow it to retrace a little bit so that by the time the quarter two result, because what I'm seeing is that the quarter two will be able to replicate what happened in quarter one. So if a stock has dropped like 30%, like 40% or 50% better, then you take position. You know that the moment that quarter two hits the market, 25% should be yours.
I don't know. I just went back to Presco now. We're actually saying that this stock price will come down then.
You know, it is not a rocket size. A stock that was having 5 million on offer at 180. Assuming somebody want to clear the 5 million at once, and there are 100,000 in between, it will drop it to 180. And why it was still on offer at 180, it was still more than a million, and there were 100,000 in between. That was why I got to 162.
And the 200 naira it was selling, as at the time we were talking, happened to be the highest.
That means it has the ability of going back either to that 200 or very close to the 200.
That is why you must always call Arena. See, you have the opportunity. Just in 1 second, give me one or two low price stocks that I could look forward to in the month of June before we round off.
Low price. I would have still said Fitzen. I would have still said NPF, even when they have marked it down. And NACO. NACO still have 41 kobo and 145.
I want to say a very big thank you because we have to go now. Aruna, thank you so much for being here. By the grace of God, we will be here again the same time. Don't forget, go to our YouTube channel, Stocks Watch, and subscribe. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.